Welcome to Breaking the Silence, our first episode. This first episode is about two things. What silence teaches us as a citizen and why this podcast actually exists. My name's John Toops. I'm a resident of Thibodaux. I have a business here. And I've been involved in government pretty much my whole life, going back to my high school career when I went to the state rallies for civics. I've been involved. I was my class president for 2 years. And I've been interested in government my whole life. One of the elements of today's podcast is what silence teaches us. So when we think of silence, we think of peace and tranquility. But when we think of silence and the relationship between a citizen and its government, it's totally something different. It's not only no feedback and no information. It actually teaches us something. It teaches us whether our voice matters, whether our politicians are willing to participate in a dialogue with us. And over time, we learn through this silence, is our efforts as a citizen even worth it? And what typically is happening, because the silence comes from a system that's there, ever-present, and yet we get no response, we tend to move into what psychologists call learned helplessness. Our efforts produce nothing, and we check out and become disengaged, and that's dangerous to our society. That's part of the reason why I decided to build this podcast. And what pushed me into it was at the end of last year, I wrote to all of our councilmen and asked them to reflect on the experiences and the journey we've had together, not as a judgment and not in anger, but in retrospective. And again, I received silence. This podcast is about breaking that silence and giving you the information that I've learned over the last 2 years. I'm going to take you on a journey of my experiences, what I've asked, what I've told, and what was to be done. Imagine yourself in my shoes when I discovered hazards in the park, hazards in our drainage system and our infrastructure, things that could harm our children and flood our homes. I documented everything in pictures and dates. I asked for time on the agenda. I asked for councilmen to come witness the events personally. I provided packets of information. I filed Freedom of Information requests. And to my surprise, I get nothing. And it's been perplexing to me because the people in office are people we know and are friends with, and why we have this silence. I think there's a reason for that, and it's situational. Cultures and people respond to what they believe in a situation. And I literally believe the councilmen think they're helpless. They think the charter doesn't give them the capacity to act, which I don't believe is true. So I'm going to walk you through this journey methodically on the terms of events, what was said and what was done, so you can understand and judge for yourself. Are you truly being represented at both departments of government, from the executive branch and the legislative branch? So at the conclusion of this, you'll have the information, I believe, to make better decisions. We can be silenced as a citizens throughout the 4 years of their administration. But this year is an election year, and our voice can be heard at the ballot box. So if you haven't checked out enough, and if you haven't lived and learned helpless enough and believe that your voice matters at the voting booth, I hope to give you the information to make a wiser choice. But it will be your choice. And so this is not a political attack or an agenda. This is purely my experiences, and you can reflect on that through your own lens. So we'll begin the journey on our next episode, and it'll begin where it started, in the parks. And I'm going to call it the illusion of safety in our parks. Stay tuned for episode 2. This is John Toops, Breaking the Silence.